Okay, today, Baz Hashem, we begin Meseches Arachin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. I believe that it's commonly called Meseches Erachin, but probably more accurate is Meseches Arachin. This is based on the concept in the Torah of an Erech, that normally when you commit something to the Beis HaMikdash, there are two ways to do it, more than two ways, but two basic ways. One basic way is you commit to give the damim, the value of the item to the Beis HaMikdash, and then there's the Erech. Erech doesn't mean the value of, in terms of monetary worth, it means an assigned value by the Torah based on gender and age, where the Torah assigns a particular amount of money that you're committing to when you say, I'm going to give the erech of this person. So we just have to ask two questions about this person, not how tall or short or how strong or how capable or how educated, but rather just the gender and the age of the person. And when we know the gender and the age of the person, we will then know the erech of that person that you are committing to, that you're obligated to give to the Beis HaMikdash. So HaKol Ma'arichin, anyone can make an Erech commitment to the Beis HaMikdash, and anyone could be the subject of an Erech commitment. Nodrim, anyone could take a neder to pay someone else's value, meaning damim, their actual value. Vinidarim, and anyone could be the subject of a neder to pay an actual value. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Noshim Avadim, who is included in Hakol? Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, women, Avadim, they're all included in both of these dinim. So now it says the Mishnah, tumtum, what if a person is tumtum vandrogynous, a person who has unclear gender, and we don't know whether they're a man or a woman, so nojim vinidarim, they can certainly take a neder to pay the value of something, and they can be the subject of a neder if someone wants to pay their value. Uma arichin, and they can take an erech commitment to pay the erech of somebody else. Avalo ne'arachin, but we cannot use them as the subject of an erech. She'en ne'arech el zachar v'adeh nekeva v'adais, because the only one that has an erech is someone who's either a zachar or nekeva, or who's definitively a zachar or nekeva, and a tumtum androgynous are not definitively zachar or nekeva. Cherish ha'devakatan, if you have a person who is a cherish, which literally means deaf mute, but it really means someone who is such a low level of intellect that he cannot function as an adult, a shot to someone who's deranged or a katan, someone who's a child, nidarin v'nei arachin, you can pay their value and you can pay their erech, avalo nodim v'lo marichin, but they cannot, they don't have the requisite das to make the commitment of a neder or an erech, m'nei she'im b'em das, because they're considered to be people who are nidar. Someone who's less than a month old doesn't have an erech. He has a value, so he has a damim, so you can take, he could be the subject of a neder to say, I'm paying the value of that teeny tiny infant, but you cannot give the erech because the Torah doesn't assign erech until the age of 30 days. Says Mishnah Beis now, hanachri, if you have a non-Jew, Reb Meir Omer ne'erach avalo marich, that he could be the subject of an erech, meaning if someone, if a Jew commits to give money to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, I'm going to give the erech of that non-Jew, that works, but the non-Jew cannot commit the erech, even if he's saying, I'm committing to pay the erech of a Jew. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ma'arich avalo ne'erech, that a non-Jew can actually take the erech commitment, but he can't be the subject of the erech commitment, because all the erech values assigned in the Torah are for Jewish people, not for non-Jewish people. But v'zeh v'zeh modim shenodim nidarim, but everyone agrees that a non-Jew can take a neder and as well be the subject of a neder. So let's review what we learned today in the first two Mishnayos. Mishnah Aleph, we said that everybody can be the one who commits to the Erech, or is the subject of the Erech, commits to a neder, or be the subject of a neder, and that includes Kohanim Levim Yisrael Noshim HaVadim. However, Tumtum and Androgynous cannot be the subject of an Erech because they do not have a definitive gender. A Cherishot of a Katan, we said, can be the subject of a neder or an erech, but they cannot take the commitment because they don't have das, and someone who's less than 30 days old cannot be the subject of an erech because the Torah doesn't assign an erech. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that when it comes to a nachri, it's a machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds that he can be the subject of an erech but cannot take the commitment. Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite. He can make an erech commitment but cannot be the subject of an erech. But as far as Nodrim V'Nidarin, everyone agrees that there's no issue with a non-Jew being on either side of that equation. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.